Hi, this is Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Pacinello. This is Skid Row Studios. What's up, Alex?
What's up?
Nothing much. We got Criminal Hygiene in here today. Pretty stoked on that. I think they're just coming upstairs right now. They're going to perform for us a little bit.
They are.
But yeah, I'm super stoked. Tomorrow, what I'm really excited about is I'm going to go... Have you heard of this sensory deprivation thing? It's like float.
Yeah, I've actually heard about
float
it.
Float labs.
That's going to be fucking cool, man.
Yeah, so there's this guy in Venice Beach. His name's Crash.
Crash?
His name's Crash.
The guy's name's Crash.
One word.
Oh,
so we're going to... Yeah, I'm going to go down there with Matt, actually, and then we're going to talk to him a little bit. Find out what it is about sensory deprivation, and then we're going to float for 2 hours and have an experience and see what it's like.
That's all good, but...
What happened?
We have a phone call, dude.
Oh, cool. Who is it?
I think it's...
Throw them on.
Josh Homme.
What?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not much, baby. How you doing?
Is this Josh Homme?
I'm angry here.
You're angry?
Just a little angry. Oh. I'm a little angry, I said.
Why?
What are you angry about?
I said I was having a Halloween party, and you never called me and said, hey, how was your Halloween party?
That's right. You had that concert on Halloween. How'd it go? I'm sorry we didn't call you. I hope you don't take offense to that.
Amazing. Oh, my God. It was fucking amazing, let me tell you. We had everything.
Yeah, it was.
Three beads, like, you know.
Who?
What? You know what I mean?
What do you fucking say?
Three B's. We had Blumpkin Carvin.
You had Blumpkin Carvin.
We had our Blumpkin Pie.
Blumpkin Pie.
We put a little nosh afterwards. We had some Blumpkin Seeds. And then...
everything Blumpkin.
The wife and I...
Blumpkin Seeds. Uh-huh.
For the mistress, we made some PB&BJs.
Of course you did, Josh.
Oh, yeah. All right, baby.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out.
You sound a little excited over there.
Excited? You said it's just a word. This is an experience. Oh, God.
What's happening to you? God damn it. What happened?
Because I'm going polar. That's deep. That's a deep one.
What is happening?
You gotta have to walk us through what's going on.
Hold on one second. It's courtesy. Courtesy, you know.
Courtesy? What are you, courtesy flushing? Did you just fucking get a Blumpkin?
Yeah. I celebrate Halloween every day.
What's with the Blumpkin, dude? You had to call us during a Blumpkin?
Well, everybody knows I've been prophesied to die in the toilet. It's hurling, you know. This day.
Your prophecy to die in a toilet? I don't understand.
Why?
I figured I might as well get blown while I'm doing it. Turns out that was already a thing.
Yeah, it is already a thing.
Oh, man.
Is that all you wanted to fucking call us about, Josh?
Well, what do you mean all I wanted to do?
Why are you so mad? Why are you so mad?
That's why you know what I mean. Tommy's left the building.
Homie's left the building.
Homie's left the building. Oh, he hung up on us.
Let's go into a song break here. We got some Twin Peaks coming your way, and then we're going to get Criminal Hygiene in here.
It's good to see you alive.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't know. Maybe this guy was on something. Maybe D hit him. Who knows?
He was calling you the suspect in the courtroom.
See? You know, I don't know. Like I said, D hit him, so it wasn't me.
Maybe. What's D?
D These nuts. He's this guy is crazy.
D what?
Huh? These nuts.
On your body that a doctor might look in with a little flashlight.
But
enormous penis syndrome? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's the problem with EPS, lack of awareness. That's why I'm organizing a 10K fun run. Of course, many of us will need wheelbarrows.
Criminal hygiene.
I know.
We'll be right back.
so much. Guess how much?
As much as I love fish eggs?
Don't be ridiculous. But I do love you enough to call Hoagland & Fuqua LLP when you get arrested. Because we all know that's going to happen eventually.
How would that help me? You better cover my bail.
Trust me, the attorneys at Hoagland & Fuqua LLP have your back. Whether it's a DUI or drug-related, they got you.
Sounds bodacious.
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't have to completely overcome you. The law offices of Hoagland & Fuqua LLP focus on DUI and criminal defense. They will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Hoagland & Fuqua LLP at 626-309-9977. If you're facing any criminal arrest charges, they can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or if you've been charged for something of a more serious nature, just visit their website at www.hoaglandfuqua.com or call 626-309-9977. Hoagland & Fuqua LLP serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patronillo, and I got criminal hygiene here again.
Oh, shit.
What's up, dudes?
Bummer.
How you guys doing?
Fair.
Getting there.
Fair.
You got your rolling rocks? Yeah, the fridge broke, so we put your beer in a trash bag.
Yeah, it was a bunch of ice. I already noted that earlier. First, it was in its own box. I was looking for my phone charger, which I realized I left in the van. But then I was looking by the fridge, and there was this plastic, blue, transparent plastic trash bag with a Rolling Rock box in it full of ice and beer. That's genius. I called both of them over, and I was like, yeah, look at this.
That's class.
Yeah, that's a present. It's almost
We have tons of presents for you guys today. I forgot the rest downstairs. We'll get them later.
The trove.
All right.
So you guys were here fucking February, I think? Last time you were on this show?
I don't remember being here.
It's been quite a few months. What you guys been up to? You guys been playing a whole lot.
Touring a lot. Touring.
You guys leaving tomorrow for a tour, aren't you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's that all about? Playing some music for some folks?
That's the thing. You drive around, play music in different cities.
Lose money.
Well, I got your list right here. You got Santa Ana, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, Portland. You're going up to Vancouver, Seattle. You're going all over the place.
Yeah. Hopefully my grandma will come to the show again in Seattle.
She's a saint.
That'd be cool.
I think Boise is going to be the best one.
You guys stoked about Boise? Are there any dates on this tour that you guys haven't hit yet, like locations?
Yeah, Boise. And Vancouver and Salt Lake City.
Spokane.
Nice. You guys got a van?
Jeremy Spokane. Yeah.
What you cruising in? What's criminal hygiene in?
We were just out by the van.
That's what we were standing
that's
by?
That's what we were just looking at that van. We went downstairs to that stand was our in the van parking you peed lot on. Look at the van. You showed me your gas mask in front of my van.
It's true. There is a gas mask.
Oh, my God, Dan. It's a Ford E150.
Let me see your fucking gas mask.
It's a real good make and model. Got a discount.
You guys just had a single come out on October 23rd, Turpentine.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, tell us about that. Can we still get it? I got it for free that one day. I saw it.
The free is over.
It's
over.
Now where can you get Turpentine?
For pay anymore.
It's coming out on vinyl in January, probably.
Right on.
Possibly a little bit early.
Is that new material, or is that from the Withdrawn EP sessions?
No, it's brand new.
It's recorded
brand new. We've been playing it for a while.
Is this part of a batch you guys are working on?
Yeah.
Or tracking at least?
Yeah, well, this was something we got to do at this studio called Sonora Studios, which is in Silver Lake, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we got to record that and then a cover of Devo's Uncontrollable Urge.
Nice.
Which we're recording, where those are both are coming out on the 7-inch, so it's going to be...
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to re-record Turpentine for the actual album, though.
Right on.
Yeah.
So how's the studio with you guys? How are you guys working in there? You guys got trash bags full of beer and shit?
We were only in there once. It was like a four-hour thing.
Track live?
Yeah.
Very much so.
And then we did some overdubs at our house.
Right on.
For a little couple. I mean, it is what it is. We do most of the stuff in our practice place.
Is that how the last one was recorded?
The EP?
That was in our house, actually.
It sounds great. I really like the way it sounds. It's tight and clean.
That's because Fiore went to school for that.
You went to school for that shit, dude?
Yeah.
He knows more things than us.
Interesting.
Some stuff.
I know things.
Some stuff.
My professors would be proud. Look at me now.
Having a beer on my fucking show. Right on. So you guys are going to play for us a little bit later, but Alex, he wants to challenge you guys with some shit. I guess he wants to test your knowledge.
Fuck yourself behind that glass booth,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you want to challenge you us fucking.
Isn't it always going to be in us versus him just because of the window?
What?
Just because of the window.
Reminds
we're all,
me of
it's
Dave
like,
J. Yeah, he's a little bit of Dave J. Yeah,
except
like Dave
for he's not asleep.
Not asleep. You're awake.
Yeah,
that's
you're
a
awake
good thing.
And okay. Your sideburns are grown.
Thank you. I don't know how to respond to that. Thank
you. Jewish?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, that's a big difference.
Bad. Yeah. That's too bad. That's too many. All right, so we have
any fucking way.
We have a game, Dan versus Criminal Hygiene, classic rock trivia. Since last time Fiore came in here and sang some Roger Daltrey to us, he sang The Who.
I did.
You were yelling into my microphone, pretending to be Roger.
That's a treat.
I don't recall that.
I don't remember.
You asked me who the fuck are you, like you were singing it.
Who the fuck are you?
Did I do that?
Yeah, that was our first exchange.
Well, this you
know, write that. Yeah, exactly. With the skadooshes.
Skadooshes. I'm not the only one that says that.
Write it off.
Yeah, but
the,
you guys are both
rock.
50 years old, so that's why. It's a generational thing.
All right, so this game's called Sunshine of Your Trivia.
Sunshine of Your Trivia, man. Round one, Don versus Criminal Hygiene. Fight.
All right. So Dan,
cool.
Yes,
that is pretty cool. That's a good sound effect. Is that Mortal Kombat?
Yes, it is Mortal Kombat.
Great game.
Thank you.
All right, so we have buzzers, right? Yes. My buzzer is I'm just gonna scream my name, Dan.
Your name is your buzzer.
If I know the answer, you guys need a buzzer.
We're just gonna yell
something audible.
Seven.
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Seven's
seven.
Cool.
Seven's cool.
All right.
Seven is the number. Seven.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. So question number one.
Oh, wait, there's punishments.
Oh, wait, are you going to tell us what the game is, or we did that? You just
music
say
trivia.
It's trivia. If you know the answer, you yell your name, you say the answer.
Oh, Jonathan.
Can we just scream the answer?
No, not your name.
We have to say seven?
My name's not Jonathan.
Yeah, because it's you versus me.
Okay.
I think.
Can any of us answer?
Yeah.
Dan.
All right.
God damn it, Dan.
Okay, so Chris.
How do I know you don't know all the answers already? This is
I don't know the fucking answers.
He does not know the answers. Can we play the game?
Yes, we can play the game.
Okay, question number one.
Wait, hold on. Where's Cheyenne? I need her in the room with me.
Why?
Because I have her list of punishments.
Cheyenne, where are you, Cheyenne?
I saw her putting on some leather chaps outside.
Well, never mind.
She was stretching.
Get in here. So, please.
Question number one. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready, man. Let's
okay,
do it.
What was in the first the
seven.
First number one? Seven.
You got to answer.
Seven.
Green.
Nope.
All right.
What was the first number one song that was playing at the time for more than 4 minutes?
What?
In 1964. The first number one hit that
played that was longer than 4 minutes?
Yes. 1964.
Dan?
Wait, Sorry, can I ask first? Do we have a time limit on
it? No.
He just said he knows it, though.
All right, go for it.
What do you got?
I don't know if I know. Is it White Room?
No.
Damn it.
1964, dude? Come on, that's 68.
Oh, wait.
Wheels of Fire.
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
It's a Bob Dylan song.
Nope.
Fuck my ass.
So the answer is The Animals.
Oh, shit. Awesome.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Son?
Okay.
So we both suck. Let's see what Cheyenne prepared for us.
Let's see.
Let's see. Okay, we'll do this one later, but I got throw balls at Cheyenne. I mean, not Cheyenne. It says Joaquin here. You guys.
Throw some balls at him.
You got
Throw it at him.
Who?
Now, Charles.
Oh, he's our cameraman. All right, number two.
Number two.
I like this game.
Okay, so who fired Jimi Hendrix from his band in 1965 for missing the bus?
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
James Brown?
No.
Shit.
Oh,
That was a good
he
guess.
He did play with James Brown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dan?
I got nothing, dude. So, give me the year.
65.
1965.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
From his sorts of person's band.
Yes.
Yeah, he was playing with... He played with a lot of people, though.
65?
It was Little Richard.
Oh,
Little Richard.
Yes.
Little Richard.
Both of you. Punishments.
Damn. The punishments. Let's see. Describe the most embarrassing occasion you got a boner in public.
Seven.
I mean, we're going back in time now.
Well, I can actually... I might have seen...
Start... Yeah, go for it. Wait, did you see somebody's boner? You guys have seen
what just happened?
You know,
he turned his mic off.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I'm gonna go ahead and let Bird.
I turned my mic off.
No. My board off. Turned his mic off.
I turned my mic off.
He's got a fan behind his face.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what happened?
So every time he turns his mic on, you hear that noise.
Wait, are you talking about Laguna? For him?
I don't remember.
What's talking about?
They're talking about their boner stories. They're trying to figure out which one they're gonna say.
A nice woman. By the name of D.
No, that's not a...
So there's a girl named D.
That's not a public boner.
Wait, didn't actually get a boner.
See, now they're discussing it.
All right, let's move on. Let's keep going.
No, you need a public boner story.
Give us one.
Right now.
Right now.
right now. That's pretty fucking embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
It's not that bad. I'm just trying to think of when I had one here.
Let my free flag fly.
I haven't had a boner in like 4 years, man.
Oh. I'm proud of my public boners.
Well, when are they? And what are they?
My favorite ones were the ones like in...
middle school.
Yeah, middle school.
No reason boners. NLBs.
Yeah, the no reason boner. And like sounds you get like called up to the front of class to do something on the board. And you're like, shit, you got a boner. And you got to awkwardly walk between the aisles and not poke people in the shoulder with your dick.
6 to midnight.
Everyone at your school is really short, I guess.
Yeah.
Ha ha, Dan's got a boner.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Next question.
All right, the next question. Who was the first act to perform at Woodstock? In 1969.
Oh, I know. Richie Havens.
Yes.
Woo!
Criminal Hygiene.
Seven.
All right.
Seven. Damn. Seven.
Dan?
What?
Next question?
Yes, please.
Okay, the next question. Let's see. Oh, this is for you, Dan.
For me?
Ooh, yes, for you.
Specifically?
Yes, for you. No, well, for everybody, but I dedicate this question for you. Why you gotta make things so complicated? Who was the session guitar player for Tom Jones in It's Not Unusual?
Holy shit.
Dude, I don't know.
That's a...
What?
You know, is it Jimmy Page?
Yes.
Oh, Jimmy Page.
That's pretty fucking
that.
Cool.
There it is. I knew that. Yeah.
That's pretty
it's
fucking
cool.
It's
unusual for Fjord to get that question.
No, I know.
That is unusual.
That's pretty sweet.
Okay, this is an easy one. Who was the singer for Jefferson Airplane?
Oh, Seven.
Seven.
Grace Slick.
Yes.
Wow.
I thought he was going to ask for like the dude. I thought it was a trick question.
No.
Well, he could have.
Yeah.
I could have gone both ways.
He's the main one.
He usually does go both ways.
Should we go one more?
So right now we're winning, right?
Yeah, you're kicking my ass pretty bad.
All right.
That's what the gas mask's for.
We are nerds, man.
Cheyenne wants to ask a question.
Okay.
So here's Cheyenne.
Yo,
what's Cheyenne's
up,
question?
Yo.
Cheyenne!
What was the name of Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley's band before Kiss?
What was the name of their band before Kiss?
Sure, you should know that.
How do I not know this?
We don't
know
this.
How do I not know this?
Yeah, I know.
Was it the Jonathans?
Nope.
Oh, man. Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons.
Yeah, they're band before Kiss.
Before Kiss.
Yes.
I don't know about Life Before Kiss.
It's called What's Love Got to Do With It?
No, it's called Wicked Lester.
Wicked Lester?
That's disgusting.
Yep.
Wow.
That is pretty disgusting.
Kiss. Oh, you know they were bad, right?
Gene Simmons looks like his name should be Lester.
You need another beer?
Well, you guys kicked my ass, so yeah. I guess this was the punishment for the loser. We're going to put Criminal Hygiene socks in the gas mask, and someone's got to wear it for like 20 seconds.
Ooh. Oh.
Socks? Mike socks? Oh, you
your band socks.
My toenail. Socks?
I do. You don't want
fill it up, dude.
They're loving this.
We're going to go to a song break, and we'll do this at the top of the next.
The bag's leaking.
This is dark.
Listen to them go.
Am I actually putting my socks in there?
Let's let them go. Yeah, put your socks in the...
Oh,
Just one sock each.
I have not...
Oh, one sock each?
One sock each.
I have not washed
it. These are... This is going to... Oh, my God. Ass.
I just got back from camping last night at about 2 in the morning.
They just came out of the water.
No, put them in there. We're going to deal with it later.
Oh, dude, that's so gnarly. My foot... You just touched it, too. That's gross, too.
Joaquin, you going to put it on?
Oh, dude.
Is that everybody's... Oh, this is going to fucking blow.
We asked 100 men, name a part of your body that's bigger than it was when you were 16.
Your penis.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Colleen. Got a great ass.
So do you, Pilgrim.
Du jour. That's the soup of the day. Criminal hygiene.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Welcome. Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patrignolo. And you guys are criminal hygiene.
Nah.
We used to be. Yeah, you used to be. So you guys are all set up here. We got two guitars and drums for the first time on the show. You guys gonna play a couple songs?
Yeah, a couple of hits.
What do you want to start with?
Just do F.
F.
Probably Withdrawn.
Okay.
This one's called Withdrawn.
Fucking awesome. It sounds so not like crazy different, but like broken down. Like that song still rocks. Let me get you a mic. I'm gonna move this over
here.
What
we do in the acoustic sessions is we swing it and then we play. It's all in the wrong notes. That's the difference.
Are we in tune?
No, we are. I played the wrong chord.
Give me. There's your microphone.
Oh, hi. Oh.
There you go. Now we can hear you.
Hi.
I realized I didn't do the punishment with your socks, so before these things get, I don't know.
Aired out?
Yeah, aired out. I'm going to go and put that on while you guys get ready.
We're ready.
He's putting on a gas mask full of our
socks. Yeah, this is a gas mask full of your guys' socks. You guys kicked my ass in trivia.
Yeah, but the fortunate thing is I get to see where that, and I don't have to wear shoes.
It's good. Yeah, it's true. We're all barefooting in our own home. I'm trying to organize it in the gas mask so it's like actually in my face.
Gaze
me.
That's
yeah.
gross.
It is really gross. It's all your socks are very, very fucking damp.
Moist. Let the music play, man.
Sounds like Ratatouille.
It does.
Yeah, here he is.
That is fucking god awful.
That is gross.
That is god awful.
Let that smell.
That is fucking obnoxious. Terrible.
All right, well, this is going to be out of tune. It doesn't really matter.
It's fine. Like, fuck it.
Cool.
What song is this?
It's going to be Turpentine.
Turpentine. This is the one that you guys released for free for that.
Yeah.
All right, right on.
Are we good to go?
Waiting attentively.
Even if you were out of tune, I dug that completely.
Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. That's great. So you guys want to take requests? Is that what's going on?
We could.
Let's do it. Alex, what do you want to hear?
Oh, geez. I want to hear some T-Rex. Little Planet Queen or little Metal
little
Guru.
T-Rex.
I'm right, I got one. I want to hear one bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Oh, shit. A little Lonesome George. Let's do it.
Can we get your mic just a little closer? Just pull it in. The your mouth one. Yeah, right there. Right up against your mouth.
It's actually a true story. We're about to get evicted. So I went down Christmas Eve. I went down to the landlady. She said, "You're getting evicted." I said, "Why?" She said, "Come on, boy. You got 27 police reports." I said, "But I'm tired." I'm tired from throwing too many fucking parties. And she said, "That don't concern me. As long as I get the rent before I kick your ass out." And I said, "Fuck." It all set in. We're getting evicted. So I went down to the gold room. Actually, fuck the gold room. I went down to the shortstop. Barkeep came over and said, "What do you want?" I said, "I want to get drunk." He said, "Why?" I said, "I'm getting fucking evicted, man." I said, "Look, man. Give me something I can drink." I said, "Listen here, this is what I want.
Fucking awesome. That's probably my new favorite rendition of that shit. That was fucking great, guys.
Again, that's a true story.
We have to go into song break for time, but we'll be right back and say goodbye to you fellas.
I just want to get my arm stuck down there. Like 127 hour style. And then I just cut it for days. I don't care. I'll cut through the bone, the nerve.
Schmidt!
remember the Shire, Mr. Frodo. It'll be winter soon, and criminal hygiene will be in blossom. And the birds will be nesting in the hazel thicket. And Cheyenne will be beating Anthony. And the whistle in the summer barley in the lower fields. And eating the first of the strawberries with the mayonnaise. Do you remember the taste of strawberries, Dan?
That's going to be us in a couple seconds, Alex. Welcome back to A Pint of Coffee. My name's Dan Patronillo. Thanks.
My name's Dan.
We're big.
Thanks for being here, Criminal Hygiene. Thanks for performing for us.
Thank you.
And I know you wanted to shave us, but I'm sorry that we're little
That's
bitches.
Okay. No, I mean.
We're out of time here. That doesn't mean we're out of time back at the barn.
We've got a house for another month and a half.
All right, so we got a habanero pepper here that me and Alex are going to split. We already cut it in half.
That last song was by the Cosmonauts.
We're actually going to try and sing that last song after we eat this fucking god-awful red pepper.
That's Annie Uribe's solo project from Cherry Glazer.
Her solo project? Called My Dad Doesn't Tip.
All right, you think you can do it?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready, Alex?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So you guys are going to play Raid, and we're going to try and sing this shit. Ready? One.
Yeah.
Two, five. Oh, man. Go for it, please.
Wait, let it burn a little bit.
Yeah, let it
burn. Chew it.
Oh, fuck.
Don't try to take out the seeds.
It's funnier from the man behind the glass.
All right, let's do it.
It's not that bad.
Power out, bird.
Oh, it's getting bad.
Yeah. right? Your eyeballs.
He's all fucked up. Look at him.
Oh, I gave Sean a pepper while he's rubbing. Oh, man. Oh, God. My eyeballs are seriously fucking my fun, man. I rubbed my face. Oh God, Joe Walsh was cool though. Joe Walsh is the shit. All right, these motherfuckers leave for tour tomorrow. Oh, Santa Ana Consolation Room. The 12th, they're in Los Angeles at the Echo, and then the Soda Bar in San Diego on the 13th.
You're bummed you ate that pepper.
Dude,
you're
my sweating. Face is on fucking fire.
You're both sweating.
Yeah, that pepper. Alex, how's your pepper experience?
My pepper experience is pretty bad because my mouth is burning.
That was fucking extreme. He's putting it in his eyes.
No, I seriously rubbed my eyeball. It hurts so bad. I'm going to say goodnight to everybody so I can deal with this. Next week's together, Pangea. Thanks, Criminal Hygiene. You're the fucking best.
Goddamn, Pangea.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty.